Good morning. It's April 24th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising turn of events, Tesla's first quarter of year 2025 reveals a significant financial downturn, with the electric vehicle giant facing its first revenue contraction since 2020. Amidst a shifting automotive landscape, Tesla's strategies and the broader EV market dynamics are drawing keen attention. Tesla reported an 8-9% revenue drop and a 48% decline in adjusted net income for Q1 2025, marking a stark contrast to its previous years of growth. This downturn is attributed to an increased demand for more affordable hybrid vehicles from major automakers like GM and Toyota, which has led Tesla to cut prices in an attempt to stay competitive. The company's revenue fell to $21.3 billion, down from $23.33 billion in the same period last year, with net profit also taking a significant hit, decreasing by 55% to $1.13 billion. Despite these financial challenges, Tesla's stock saw a 16% increase in after-hours trading following the announcement of plans to introduce new, more affordable electric vehicle models by the latter half of 2025. This move, along with the release of the 2023 Tesla Model 3 Performance, which benefits from a revised federal EV tax credit, suggests potential avenues for Tesla to regain momentum. The electric vehicle market, however, continues to show promising signs of growth. Bosch projects that by 2030, 40 to 50% of new vehicles in North America and China and 70% in Europe will be electric. This growth is supported by Bosch's launch of 30 electric mobility projects this year. Meanwhile, NVIDIA remains at the forefront of the AI and graphics industries, with its technologies playing a crucial role in supporting the computing demands of AI, further indicating the intertwined future of technology and electric vehicles. In a move that's catching the eyes of tech enthusiasts around the globe, Apple Incorporated CEO Tim Cook has heralded the arrival of the company's next big event. Dubbed Let Loose, this product launch is set to stream live from Apple's platform on May 7th, promising a showcase of innovation and design. At the heart of the anticipation are the expected reveals. New iPad models, including the M3 iPad Pro and a 12.9-inch iPad Air, both rumored to sport luminous OLED screens. This event isn't just about the iPads. The Apple Pencil 3 is also on the roster, anticipated to bring new touch and movement gestures to the table. While the price tags for these gadgets remain under wraps, predictions suggest they'll stay in line with the pricing of their predecessors. This announcement comes at a critical time for Apple, following a 25% dip in iPad sales, which now account for just 5.9% of the company's total net sales of $119.58 billion in the first quarter. Despite this downturn, the mood among industry analysts remains buoyant, with high hopes pinned on Apple's future growth prospects. The buzz doesn't stop with Let Loose. The tech giant is also gearing up for its Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, scheduled from June 10th to June 14th. With the iOS 18 update rumored to feature a customizable home screen and a revamped camera app, the stage is set for a season of Apple innovations. In a bold move to redefine the landscape of artificial intelligence, Microsoft just pulled the curtain back on its Phi 3 platform, a suite of models designed to bring high-performance AI directly to mobile devices and PCs. This initiative not only marks a significant technological leap, but also highlights Microsoft's strategic push into the burgeoning field of AI, setting the stage for a new era of digital innovation. The Phi 3 platform encompasses three models: the Phi 3 Mini, Phi 3 Small, and Phi 3 Medium, with the Mini variant showcasing an impressive feat by running efficiently on an iPhone 14. This achievement underscores the potential of smaller language models, SLMs, to match and possibly exceed the capabilities of their larger counterparts, all while operating within the constraints of consumer-grade hardware. Designed for both accessibility and performance, the Phi 3 Mini is poised to democratize AI technology, offering cost-effective solutions for entities at various scales. Availability is a key aspect of the Phi 3's rollout, with Microsoft ensuring the model's accessibility through multiple platforms including Azure, Hugging Face, Llama, and NVIDIA's inference microservices. This wide distribution strategy not only amplifies Microsoft's reach in the AI domain, but also solidifies partnerships with leading tech firms and startups, such as UAE's G42 and France's Mistral AI, further expanding the ecosystem surrounding Microsoft's AI technologies. The tech industry's pivot towards developing efficient AIs that can operate autonomously on consumer devices represents a paradigm shift, reducing reliance on energy-intensive server farms. However, challenges remain, particularly in terms of language versatility and the storage capabilities for extensive factual knowledge. Microsoft's commitment to addressing these hurdles exemplifies their dedication to advancing AI technology while offering customers a breadth of choices to suit their specific needs. The announcement of the Phi 3 platform has favorably impacted Microsoft's market position, with shares climbing by approximately 1.6% on the day of the unveiling. This positive market reaction is a testament to the confidence investors have in Microsoft's AI strategy. Looking ahead, the tech giant is poised to reveal further details about its AI initiatives in an upcoming earnings report, signaling an exciting future for AI development and application. In a bold move that could redefine the landscape of virtual reality, Meta Platforms Inc. is opening up its virtual reality ecosystem to third-party developers, while also teaming up with Xbox for a groundbreaking collaboration. This marks a pivotal moment for the industry, with significant implications for users, developers, and hardware manufacturers alike. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, is taking a significant step by rebranding its Quest operating system as Meta Horizon OS. This rebranding is more than just a change of name. It signifies an opening of the platform to select partners, allowing them to build their own VR headsets powered by the Meta Horizon OS. This strategic pivot is designed to foster a more inclusive and expansive virtual reality ecosystem. The partnership with Xbox is particularly noteworthy. For the first time, Meta and Xbox are joining forces to launch a limited edition Meta Quest VR headset. This special edition will not only feature an Xbox controller and Game Pass, but also marks the first official collaboration between the two tech giants. Additionally, Asus is reportedly developing a new gaming headset that will utilize the Meta Horizon OS, signaling a wider industry adoption of the platform. The Meta Quest 3, Meta's latest VR hardware offering, provides a glimpse into the company's ambitious vision for the future of virtual and mixed reality. With a starting price of $500 for the 128GB version, it represents Meta's commitment to establishing a strong foothold in the VR market. CEO Mark Zuckerberg's goal is clear: to position Meta Horizon OS as the Windows of spatial computing, aiming to dominate the virtual and mixed reality space in a manner similar to Google's success with Android. This strategic shift towards a more open and collaborative ecosystem is expected to have a profound impact. By allowing partner companies like Asus and Lenovo to build their own headsets using Meta Horizon OS, Meta aims to offer a wider selection of devices catering to various price points and audiences. This approach seeks to democratize access to VR, making it more appealing to a mass market. Furthermore, the collaboration with Xbox hints at Microsoft's burgeoning interest in exploring new hardware avenues, such as wearable tech in the gaming market, a development that could bring new dimensions to gaming experiences. Overall, Meta's rebranding and strategic partnerships represent a significant leap forward in the quest to make virtual reality a mainstream technology. By fostering a more mature ecosystem and broadening the range of VR devices available, Meta is not only aiming to enhance the user experience, but also to ignite a new era of innovation in virtual and mixed reality. In a move that's generating buzz among Apple enthusiasts and tech watchers alike, Apple has rolled out the third beta updates for iOS 17.5 and iPadOS 17.5, signaling not just a routine update, but a precursor to much larger developments on the horizon. These updates, primarily focusing on bug fixes and performance improvements, set the stage for an exciting period in Apple's product timeline, especially with the Let Loose event slated for May 7th, where we're likely to see these updates go public. The anticipation doesn't stop there. Looking ahead, the tech giant is expected to unveil iOS 18 at the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, 2024, a release rumored to be packed with significant AI-powered enhancements for Siri, among other iPhone functionalities. This move hints at a deeper integration of AI technologies in Apple's ecosystem, promising to redefine user experiences with smarter, more intuitive interactions. The spotlight, however, shines brightest on the iPhone 16. Touted to be a major leap forward, the iPhone 16 is expected to feature an array of advanced AI capabilities. From a major overhaul of Siri, to AI-enhanced image and video editing, and even on-device AI for heightened security and processing speeds, the iPhone 16 is poised to push the boundaries of what smartphones can do with AI. While the specifics of these AI features are still under wraps, the anticipation builds for a smartphone that could significantly elevate the role of AI in our daily tech. Apple's encouragement for feedback on these developer betas underscores their commitment to refining their software releases. Additionally, for Apple device users seeking more tailored advice and guidance, iMore stands ready as a specialized resource. As we edge closer to these releases, the tech community watches with bated breath, ready to witness how these updates will shape the future of smartphone technology. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.